Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Australia yang multikultural tidak dapat diragukan lagi dengan angka dari Biro Statistik yang menunjukkan bahwa 1 di setiap 3,4 orang lahir di luar negeri.
I think one of the fundamental things about living in Australia is that it is such a multicultural and such a diverse society. And we pride ourselves on having excellent governance. We pride ourselves on the representative nature of many of our organisations and many of our boards. And so when you look at the statistics and you look at the percentage of non-Anglo women, both in leadership roles, but also on boards, and may I also say non-Anglo men, there's a really glaring paucity of them compared with the percentage of ethnically diverse people that we have here.
Itulah Claire Brown, Direktur Eksekutif Women's On Boards, kelompok yang baru dibentuk tersebut. Sebuah penelitian oleh organisasi dari kelompok kerja keragaman budaya menemukan bahwa hanya 3,4% direktur yang menempati posisi dewan di ASX 200 adalah laki-laki dengan keturunan non-Anglo, dan 1,8% adalah perempuan keturunan non-Anglo. Hampir 65% adalah laki-laki berketurunan Anglo, dan 30% adalah perempuan berketurunan Anglo. Di sektor nirlaba, data tahunan dari Australian Charities dan Komisi Not For Profits 2018 mengungkapkan bahwa pria non-Anglo hanya berjumlah 6% dan wanita menduduki 3% posisi dari total anggota dewan. Sementara pria Anglo terdiri dari 57% dan wanita Anglo sebanyak 34%. Laporan Indeks Keragaman Dewan 2020 yang diterbitkan oleh Institut Pemerintahan menemukan bahwa keragaman budaya di Dewan telah menurun sejak tahun 2019. Laporan itu juga menemukan bahwa tidak ada alasan yang dapat menjelaskan hasil tersebut, kecuali ketidakgiatan. Claire Brown dan Rima Kapodiki, ketua keanekaragaman budaya di kelompok tersebut, berusaha untuk turun tangan dan mengambil tindakan secara langsung. Miss Brown mengatakan, Australia adalah negara di mana budaya dan keanekaragaman adalah sumber kebanggaan negara.
We see it as really important because women of non-Anglo origin need to have exactly the same opportunities and access to boards as Anglo women, who indeed of course need to have the same access as Anglo men.
Dan ia juga menambahkan bahwa masalah ini adalah masalah yang kritis.
It's really important that we start to reflect the diversity within our communities and within the business space because, you know, there are a lot of non-Anglo people at really high levels within business and yet getting that visibility can often be quite difficult.
Rima Kapodiki mengatakan, tujuan kelompok kerja keanekaragaman budaya adalah untuk melihat persentase peran kepemimpinan di perusahaan sesuai dengan gambaran keanekaragaman di Australia.
It would be a true representation of the culturally diverse people as a percentage in Australia. So right now, what we are seeing is a glaring difference between the percentage of culturally diverse people in various Australian communities, which on average sits at between 25 and 30%, and the less than 5% of community groups sitting on leadership roles. So in the same way where there has been a push in order to make Australian boards be gender equal, made up of 50-50, we would want to see 25 to 30% of leadership roles matching the Australian population to be made up of culturally diverse people.
Malini Raj adalah seorang eksekutif senior di salah satu lembaga keuangan terbesar di Australia. Lahir di Inggris, Raj tiba di Australia ketika ia berusia 2 tahun bersama kedua orang tuanya yang memiliki latar belakang Malaysia dan Sri Lanka. Ia mengerti hambatan dan tantangan yang dihadapi para migran saat tiba di tempat baru dengan budaya yang berbeda.
I was born in the UK and I came here when I was 2. My parents are from Malaysia and a Sri Lankan background before that. So in that sense, my dad had to change his name when he came to Australia to shorten it because it was too long, and he was finding it difficult to get opportunities because it was too hard to pronounce. So that kind of thing that culturally diverse people tend to do to, I guess, fit in and have the same opportunities as other people.
Pada tahun 2012, Miss Raj menjadi anggota Women's on Boards dan menyelesaikan salah satu program di organisasi tersebut.
I guess this the approach that they took in this program was quite unique compared to any other program that I've come across, in that it was very, very practical. We had to interview senior leaders, and it was on the onus was on us to identify those leaders. And it gave us the opportunity, as we were doing the program, to access very, very senior leaders for the major financial institutions, in government, in the IT sector. I think that it really highlighted the importance of networks in progressing in the corporate world.
Segera setelah pelatihannya, Raj mendapatkan posisi sebagai kepala strategi perbankan komunitas multikultural dan keanekaragaman budaya di sebuah lembaga keuangan besar. Women's on Boards bermaksud menggunakan model pelatihan serupa saat melatih orang tentang cara mencapai posisi eksekutif di perusahaan. Ms. Raj mengatakan, dengan menempatkan orang dengan latar belakang multikultural di posisi eksekutif, memungkinkan perusahaan untuk lebih melayani komunitas di mana mereka beroperasi.
Diversity at the board level and at the executive level is critical for the decision making. And as Rima said, we really need to reflect our communities. And without diversity at the top level, we cannot make decisions that benefit the community as a whole.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.